and more Bisbal Podcast, Episode 1, the English version for IMAS Bisbal Podcast, Episode 7, with the news of the week from April the 30th to May the 6th. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Luisa Villalobos, doing the weekly episode from Mexico City. Let's start with the news. Last Friday, David Bisbal had an appearance on the Gordo y la Flaca Univision television show. He was there for doing promotion about the last stop of the trophy tour, Coca-Cola trophy tour, in Houston 2 days later. On Saturday, May the 1st, for first time in his career, David gave a concert in San Antonio, Texas. It took place in the amphitheater of the worldwide known aquatic park, SeaWorld. It was a huge success. May the 2nd, Sunday, for the closing of the Coca-Cola Trophy Tour, David gave a show along with the Somalian singer Kanan and the brand new Puerto Rican singer Ana Isabel. It took place in the Houston University. This was the last stop of the Cup before going to South Africa, where the tournament will start on June the 11th, day when David will be performing at Mexico City Zócalo, as part of the celebration for the beginning of FIFA World Cup. After 4 years of absence, David gave a concert in the South American city of Panama. His fans received him with lots of shouts of love, the night of the 3rd. On May the 4th, David gave a short but emotive autograph session in a mall, and a few hours later, he gave a press conference where David said he would like to do a collaboration with the Panamanian music Ruben Blades. The concert was a huge success, and on the 5th of May, at the Figali Convention Center, he gave this concert, where more than 7,000 people enjoyed the wonderful voice of David. On May the 6th, David Bisbal and Luis Fonsi were the godfathers of a night shop store in a mall of the south of Mexico City. After cutting the ribbon and giving a few interviews, both singers signed about 1,000 of CDs. In this opportunity, both singers left us a message. Let's listen to it.
Ese podcast de David Bisbal, te quiero mucho, gracias también, por todo. Y aquí está su mejor canción en Latinoamérica, que se mete en el podcast.
De Bisbal, un beso, la quiero también.
Ahí está, que se una al podcast a la fan de Luis Fonsi, un besito.
Thank you to David and Luis Fonsi for the message. I send you kisses, boys. Well, let's go now with the charts. In Spain, in ProMusica chart, Mi Princesa is listed in 11th place, and Sin Mirar Atrás CD is in number 10. In Los 40 Principales, Spain, Sin Mirar Atrás song is in number 28. In Mexico, David reached the first place in general chart of Monitor Latino. Congratulations to David with the song Mi Princesa. I'm very happy for this success. In this same list, in Monitor Latino, but in the pop chart, the same song, Mi Princesa, it's in number 5. In the radio station 97.7, Mi Princesa is listed in number 1, and the song Waving Flag is in number 8. In Los 10 Primeros of Ritmo Son Latino, Mi Princesa's video is in number 9, the same place that the song Mi Princesa is listed in EXA FM. In Los 40 Principales, Mexico, Mi Princesa is listed in number 29. Well, now the recommendation of the video for this week is the performance of the song Esta Ausencia in SeaWorld in San Antonio. You can see this video clip in the next address. http://bit.ly/houeaus. I repeat, http://bit.ly/houeaus. Okay? Well, let's go with the agenda for the following week. On May the 7th, David will be recording the television shows in reservas for Ritmo Son Latino, and he will be doing more promotion in Mexico City. On May the 9th, David will be performing for first time in a Palenque. This will be at the Palenque of Aguascalientes, and there he will be giving a tribute for Mexican songs. On May the 12th, David will be performing at Palacio de Peñarol in Montevideo, Uruguay. Okay, this is the agenda for the following week. After Uruguay, David will be going to Argentina. Well, about this, we'll be talking next week. And well, now I am asking you for giving me your comments about this podcast. I'm going to give you my email address for you to writing me. This is Luisa. It writes like luisa_mx@hotmail.com. Okay, I repeat, luisa_mx@hotmail.com. Okay, well, thank you very much for listening to this podcast. Really, I'm hoping for your contributions, and see you next week.